Karelitz. Yeah, there's a shaila, Shabbat. A lot of people sometimes they don't want to call. Let's say sometimes you have a choice in a hospital or a car service. If you have to mechal Shabbos, let's say for yoledes or a sick person, so they don't want to call sometimes a doctor that's Jewish, because they know the doctor he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But besides with the chil Shabbos beheter, he's another from Yid. He's gonna also write out papers and fill out insurance forms and all types of extra forms that it's also pi halacha. He's gonna do, in other words, I'm being goyim him to be mechal Shabbos. So sometimes people hesitate, are you allowed to do such a thing? You know, am I allowed to be to call a Yid and I know he will be mechal Shabbos, but if an asur and I should be goyim, are you allowed to do it or not? So there's a very interesting halacha in Hilchos Ribbit, that from this halacha, Rabbi Nissen Karel learns out that it's mutter. Very interesting. It's in one of the a lot of people don't learn Tanakh so much. So you know Tanakh sometimes from the Haftorah. It's in the Haftorah it says the following, that Avadya, he hid Nevi'im, Achav and Izevel, they killed all the Nevi'im. So Avadya, he hid 100 Nevi'im. Chamisha Nevi'im b'mayra achas, and v'chalkaleim b'lecha b'mayim, and 50 in each mayra. He hid the melacha. He needed money to support them. So he borrowed b'ribit from Yehoram ben Achav. From Achav's son, he borrowed b'ribit to support these Nevi'im. So Toysa asks, how was he able to do it? So Toysa says, because pikuach nefesh, they were running away, and they were sakonis nefashot. They ran to the caves and they had to support them sakonis nefashot. Okay, Toysa is very good. Toysa says why was mutter, but the interesting thing, it's a mechabe b'shulchan aruch mutter lil vois beribes pikuach nefesh. And what the Taz? Everyone asks the kasha, what do you need halacha? It doesn't say hilchos tzitzis. You can go without tzitz, pikuach nefesh, and hilchos shchita everywhere. It doesn't say. Everybody knows. Pikuach nefesh is doich everything in the Torah. There's a simon, shiman b'shulchan aruch, gil aroya, shvichas domin, avodah zara. Pikuach nefesh is not doich of them. Everything else is doich. Why do you need a special din over here by ribit to tell you pikuach, that for pikuach nefesh you're allowed to bar b'ribis? Big kash, everyone else is kash. So I've missing karelitz. And someone does a sefer Shara Day, he says a similar thing, a very nice pshat. He says the following. He says, whenever you mechal Shabbat, let's say you drive, let's say, someone to the hospital, when you're driving them to the hospital, you're not being chal Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah. If someone is sick and has to eat tovet taref, lo kasher, he's not doing an avera, he's doing a mitzvah. When someone is buying beribis, he's also doing a mitzvah. But the problem is, the malve beribis, he's doing an Aveda, right? The person that's Malbari, I go to someone, I say, listen, this person put you in Shvi'im, Sekonis Nefashos, I need $100,000. He says, sorry, I'll lend you the $100,000 only with interest, right? The Malva is doing an Aveda here. He's supposed to give the loan for free. So for me, it's Pikuach Nefesh, I have no choice. He's the only place I can get the $100,000. So I can take the $100,000 and say, I'll pay you a bit. But the Malva here is doing Isur. Because he's supposed to give the money for free, not for interest. He's doing Isur over here. So from here you see the Chidush, that even though I'm doing a mitzvah, but I'm being goyrem, I'm machti es hamalve, right?
But the machti et hamalve, with the doctor, right?
Also, I'm machti him because I know that he's going to write all types of insurance forms. Let's say I tell the doctor to visit the patient, right? Mm-hmm. I know he's not a from Yid. He's going to go home afterwards. He's going to write and fill out insurance papers. I'm being goyreb lachti oto, right? So it's telling you it's muta. Just like from here you learn it out. That's why the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, wrote this halacha to tell you that not even when you're being goyrem with your achil pikuach nefesh, you're not doing aveira, but you're goyrem for the other person doing aveira, and he has no excuse of pikuach nefesh, still it's muta. From here you learn that, the Shabbat and other places, interesting halacha. No, nice thing.
So we learn that goyrem on a pikuach nefesh?
if you're a pikuach nefesh, even though you're doing a mitzvah, you're laru, but still, even though I'm goyrem that someone will be mechalo Shabbat for sure, and I know someone's be malve beribit, and he doesn't have a het to pikuach nefesh, right? He doesn't have a het.
What is somebody over on malve beribit? When he gives you the money, or when you pay?
Oh, there's two isurim. Last week you spoke of this. Is it when you? There's two isurim. It's a very good question. The Taz speaks about. There's a separate issue of taking the loan beribit. And there's another is of paying. So everyone says over here, if I took for the loan for $100,000, let's say for Pidyon Shvim, I took it, went to Ruvain, and I said, Ruvain, I need a loan. Okay, we signed the paper, $100,000 with 10% rebate, right? I'm not allowed to pay back the rebate, even though I signed it, because that's a new issa. Unless it's Pikuach Nefesh, he might send me to jail or something, then there's a problem. But you're not allowed to pay. So Nissen Karel, it says a very nice thing. In the Haftorah, it says, V'isha achas m'neshei ha-neviyim, Tzoako Elalisha Leimor Avducha Ishi Meis Vaatu Yidati Ke Avducha Yoyores Hashem Vanoishe Bola Kachas Es Bshnei Yelodai. Right? Sounds familiar from Haftorah. Right? Who was this woman? She was Avadia's wife. Avadia, he did like the Taz says. He borrowed with it a bit, but he didn't pay it back. Because you're not allowed to pay back unless Pikuach Nefesh. Then what happened was that he died. He was Nifta. And then Yehoiram came to his wife and says, you're not paying the loan. I'm taking your two children as slaves. So what did Elisha do? He says, B'der Drush. There's a halacha. This is a negei l'maisa sometimes. Let's say someone gets caught by mistake. He made a ribbis deal with somebody. Right? Let's say happens sometimes. You didn't know, let's say, this bank is Jewish. You got into a deal, you made a business deal, then you find, wow, this guy is Jewish, what did I do? So one of the best aids to get out of it is call up a friend and let the friend... Another third party is allowed to pay ribit, usually. I mean, there's pratim. So the best aids is I call up my father, I say, listen, I owe this person $500 ribit, I'm not allowed to pay it, please give him the ribit. You ask somebody else to pay it. That's a heter. When you're stuck, there's no aids. So the Abnis and Karel says the same thing over here. The Vadia's wife was stuck with this. She had to pay the ribit. So Elisha told her to fill up the kalim, and they filled up with oil. And who paid the ribit? She didn't pay with her money. It was like from a nest. Hashem like paid off the ribit. Right. Okay, you have a... No, not his wife. Right. But she had it called... It was paid like by Hashem through a nest. So it did. Bad drush. Okay.
Since she wasn't
chayav
neribit, is she like
a
third party?
I thought it was maybe she also co-signed. I don't know. I don't know exactly. That's not that drush, she was saying. Okay, let's get back to the like this. Ribit, the regular case of ribit is ribis kutsa. It means you loan somebody $100. You say, listen, here's $100. You give me back $110. That's the regular case. And we said last week, ribit is only not only cash. It's schoira, right? You give back 100 pounds of jewelry, gold, give back 110 pounds, any addition is also. Now, lav davka, it's not lav davka, it doesn't have to be cash, it could be even hana'ot. Like they listen, you know, if you loan me, I'll do this and this favor for you, it's also problems. Any condition attached to a loan is a problem. You could say, you know, give me 50 pounds silver, I'll pay back 50 pounds silver in necklaces, let's say, or whatever it is. And you can't give anything back. Bikitsur, if you took $50, you can only give $50 back. $50 plus a favor, money, any other thing, that's asur. Now, ribis kutsar, the terminology comes because ribis, that's also in the Torah, means ribis kutsar, means that's also when you made up b'sha'at, the halva'ah, you said, listen, we made a deal, 100 for 110, or 100 plus a certain favor. What happens if you didn't make a ktsitsa? But, you know, it's Purim, and this person lent me $50,000, I want to send him mishlach manot. And I never gave him mishlach manot before, that's also asur. Even though I didn't make up with him, I'm going to send him mishlach manot. Midrabon and Chazal, asru, kol tova. And means once he is your lender, you cannot do any favor or anything for him that you didn't do before. It's something you're a good friend, you did for him before, or it's very obviously you did it before, you would have done it before because he's a very close friend, is mutter. But something that all of a sudden you never did before, now you're going to do it, that's a sore. You know, to offer a service, you know, I lend you money, say, you know, when I need to fix something, come fix my thing, you know, or do me this favor, everything is a sur. You're not allowed to sell something cheaper to your lender. Understand? If you have a business, a factory, and everyone gets a certain price, you can go to your lender and give them a better price than everybody else. We said last week, I'm going to repeat it again because it will be nogea to the next few halachas. There's a din by the bit, din areif. Din areif, I said last week like this. The same way I can't say, listen, I can't say I'm giving you $100 on the condition you give me back $110. You can also say I'm giving you $100 on condition you give me back $100. I don't want interest, but give $10 to my father, $10 to tzedakah, $10 to shul. It doesn't make a difference if the tzitza was to give me the ribbit or to give it to somebody else. It's also so. You cannot say, I'll give you the loan, but you know, my shul is having a journal or a mavamalka, whatever it is. You know, I want you to put an ad. You can't make any conditions, even if it's going to somebody else or even tzakah. That's also, it's awesome in Torah to say, I'm giving you $100 loan on the condition you give tzedakah. That is asur.
Could you call him? Let's say I lent plenty money. And then during the course of the year, I call him for a journal ad.
Okay, so it depends.
I never called him before.
No, you can't do that.
Now I know that he wants to do me a favor back, but it's only for tzedakah. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that, for sure not. That's even worse, because a journal ad is, I can't go into all the pratim, but this is davasha pehesia. It's even worse. Hmm. Something it says, you know, something that's known to everybody it's more chamur than regular halachas. That even though sometimes certain things would be mutar, I mean, if you know, it has to be for something behest.
The loan is not public though.
Right, they ask the kasha, but it's still, yeah, Adra. The Gemara says somewhere that most people, when they loan money, they don't keep it, they don't want people to know about it, but still they ask the kasha. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yonasan Shtaif, he speaks about it, but that's still the halacha, that's something that's behestia, because sometimes you could say the reason is because when they see all of a sudden a journal ad that this person is honoring this person, people say, why is he honoring him? You know, what does he have to do with him? So sometimes people ask, yeah, he gave him a loan, you know, then it might come out. So things are shapahes, you have to be extra careful. In Shulchan Aruch it says to make sure that it's something that's very obvious that people know it's not for the loan. But they are pratim in that. As a matter of fact, it's a Mishnah. The last Mishnah, Masechtas in Bar Metzion, Eizah Nesha says that even to be magdil also lahagdil mashalim minayin lenoisha bechaveroi, someone that you owe somebody money. I never told a nice big hello. She also lahagdil lo shalom. So it's a neshach kol dover. I feel a dibur also. That means, if you never, when you saw him in the street, you never went over to him. I mean, if you pass by in the same street and you got to know him, you can say hello. But it means, you know, something. You see him across the street, come over, special, hello. You know, it's because usually when people get to know each other, so, you know, they know each other, so they say hello. But we're talking about, you know, he says, or out of the ordinary, saying, Hagdim Shalom, Vashachamonis, to call him special, even to call him, not to go to the Malvas Chasanis, anything that you never would have done till now, you can't do it. Even though it's not even it doesn't have a monetary worth, like saying shalom. No, hagdamat shalom is also awesome. I saw a very interesting chidush, and I want you to see your reaction to this. I saw one of the big poskim in Eretz Yisrael say the following. It says, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and then he saw Shimon was having a hard time. He says, you know what? It's a $10,000 loan, forget about it. You only have to pay about $5,000. Tell them only $5,000. He was Moichel. He says, sure, I'm Moichel. Accepted. He accepted the Mechila. So he only owes him $5,000. And then, by the time it's time to pay up the loan, Shimon got his money and he wants to pay the whole loan. So what would you say? Could you pay the whole loan or not? Because you could say, this Posek said that he's giving you $5,000 extra. You can't give your lender extra money. So the loan was reduced to $5,000.
That was really quasi tanai.
It was no tanai. He was Moichel.
No, but because of a reason.
Yeah, but Mechil, yeah.
No, but he was moich on him because he was having a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning if he wasn't having a hard time,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would have moich on him. Now he's having
right,
a hard
right.
time.
Right, right. He probably.
Now, right? I mean,
yeah. But the truth is, it wasn't a mechila b'tanai. I can hear that you're the svar over here because he feels very uncomfortable now that he has the money. You know, a lot of people, they have the self-respect. They're not doing it. They want to do the malva a favor. They want to give them the... They don't feel comfortable. You know, no one wants to owe somebody, you know, favors. So really, I thought of it tzad heter. I don't know, you know. I just thought that everybody has the right to pay his loan, even he was nimchal, because he's doing it not to do as a favor for the malva. He's doing more for his self-respect, usually. Okay, I just say what I saw today.
So what was the psak?
He wrote it's awesome. Sure. That was a chidush.
So I don't think that because he's not giving it for anybody else but himself.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a case like that. Didn't we have a case like that?
I said he's doing for his own self-respect, not because he wants to do a favor for his malva. He's right. Doing it because he feels uncomfortable. That's what he's saying, yeah.
But who cares if he feels uncomfortable or not?
I'll tell you why. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you find such a thing. I'll give you an example. Let's say you owe somebody $99, right? Right. You're not going to give him $100, right? If you have $99 in your pocket, you can't give him $100 bill. That's pashut. But let's say you only have $100 bill. You say, listen, I'm going to go look for it. It's not worth it for me to go look for change of $100 in order to give him $99. So Mikar Adin, you lie to give him $100. Mikar Adin, because you're not doing it for him, you're doing it for yourself. Your bother to go around to look for change for $100 is not worth the dollar sometimes. It depends. So when you're doing it for yourself, so okay, I don't know. I'm just mentioning what I saw today. Yesh Ritva, a Ritva, a Rishon, in Mesechtes Eizem Neshech. And from there we learn out some halachas. He says, what happens if someone would say, listen, I'm giving you a loan, Almanas, let's say you come to me, you want a $100,000 loan. I say, listen, no, I owe you, you owe me $5,000. If you will be mochel, the old choy, the $5,000, then I'll give you a new loan of $100,000. Pashut ze asur, right? Because I'm saying, listen, you want a new loan, temchol et achov shel $5,000. That's asur. What happens if you owe me? Again, you come to me for a loan for $100,000. Reuven comes to me for a loan for $100,000. He said, listen, Reuven, you owe me already an old loan of $5,000. Right? If you will pay back the old loan, then I'll give you a new loan.
Is it due yet?
Yeah, it's due. Right? So that's mutar. Because I'm asking something that I deserve. I'm not asking something extra. I'm asking something I deserve. Right? Those $5,000 are due already, so I can say that. Right. Very good. Now, same thing, I can say, let's say someone is damn, he wants to break my windows. A mafia guy, right? Say, it's pashut. You know, he says, if you don't, he threatens me. If I don't give him a loan, he's going to break my windows. So also, I mean, I can give him a loan in order he shouldn't break my windows or cause damage because I'm not getting anything extra, something I deserve. Okay, there's such a thing. I'm going to show you why I mentioned this halacha. What happens like this? Reuven costs me for a loan. Reuven, really, I know he owes him money. But I can't get it out of him. Let's say he went to the court, you know, he didn't want to go to Bezin and had trouble, and, you know, he's a troublemaker. He costs me for a loan. So I'm allowed to tell him, listen, you owe me $5,000. Right? You went to court, you didn't want to go to Bezin, you didn't want to pay, but now you want a loan. Well, you give me the old $5,000, I'll give you the new $100,000, right? So if I know that he owes me the $5,000, then no problem again, because of this ritva, right? I could say, I know you owe me the money, right? We're talking about, you know, the choshev mishpat, you know the halachot, you know that it surely, okay. But let's say he doesn't want to pay it, but there's another etzah. I'll tell Reuven, I'll borrow you $100,000, $5,000 interest. It happens in business, it happens a lot of times. And people say, they know someone owes them money, they can't get it out of him, and he, b'shum oifen, won't pay those $5,000. So I'll say, you know what, when he comes here for a loan, I'll tell him, pay me $5,000 interest. That's asur already. I could say, listen, I'm going to give you the $100,000 for $5,000 you owe me. that I claim you owe me those $5,000. I want those $5,000. Then I can say, I'll give you a loan and condition give me the first $5,000. But if you say, I'm giving you $100,000, so you give me $5,000 ribit, even though you have in mind this ribit to cover the $5,000 he owes you, that is asur. Because you called it ribit, it's ribit. You could say, listen, I'm not charging ribit, I want, instead of ribit, I want my old loan. That you
but
could do.
You could call it whatever you want, he's paying you back the $5,000.
Yeah, I understand what
you.
You're saying, I understand. I saw it in two separate Sfarim. I saw in the Bris Yudah, the Bris Yudah is like like he is the first that wrote Sfarim on Hilchos Ribis, like a very thick safe, he's a Dayan on the Badatz. He used to work in a bank for many years, and then he became a Dayan, and he wrote a very thick sefer. He's the first one that broke the ice in Hilchos Ribis. Without him, everybody would be lost. He put everybody down. He wrote a last Sfarim. I'm sure Rav Bergman uses his Sfarim, Piskei HaChoshen. So he wrote it. So I saw someone bring it from him, and I saw from the Yashiv also the same. Your Sfarim is a good Sfarim. And I was thinking, I wonder if it's also in that Torah, or they asked it because Hachaka, because maybe they didn't want people to lend bit a bit and say, it's because of something else. Okay, now we have like this. We're going into a topic, very interesting topic, called Halveni Ve'elveloch. Means like this. I'll ask you, Shaila, what would you think like this? I have, my busy season is in the summer. I have a bungalow account, right? Or a camp. I need a lot of capital. I need a lot of money in May and June, right? The summer. Your busy season is in December, right? I need $100,000 in May and June. You need $100,000 in May in December. So we make a deal. I'll lend you $100,000 for 2 months, May and June. I mean, you lend me when I need the money in the summer. I need May and June $100,000 for 2 months. And then when you need the money in December and January, I'll give you $100,000 for 2 months. In other words, equal time, equal everything. So in other words, I will lend you, and you will lend me. So we have here a very big machlokes rishonim. The rishonim speak about this. Some poskim say, the Mordechai brings down, that if the loan time amount is the exact same thing, you give me $400,000 for 2 months, and I give you for the 2 months, it's the same thing, it's mutar. We paskim, most Rishonim say that it's Asur. Even though it's even for even, still, there's Machloikas. If it's also Midaraisa or Midrabbana, because, like this, that if I give you a loan, I cannot add any conditions to it. Even though the conditions give me the exact same thing as what you gave me, you gave me $100,000 for 2 months, and I'm giving you, but the truth is, a loan you have to give for free. When you attach the thing to this $100,000, I said, listen, I'm giving you a loan for $100,000 for 2 months, and you're giving me back the $100,000, right, after 2 months. Besides that, I want you to loan me, I'm gaining something. I'm going to have the usage of money when I need it later on. Then, la'alacha, the Ben Ish Chai brings it down, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say you should be machmir and you shouldn't do this. And you have to remember, even according to the Makilim, it's only when everything is even.
If you start the original saying that. Original loan took place with that deal.
Right. If
you don't say that, it would be mutar.
If you don't say this, there's a lot of makilim. Right. It means if I loaned you, then you could loan me another time, not say this is for that. That's not a problem. The problem is only when you make a condition or when I pay back, I'm giving you another loan because you gave me last year a loan. You shouldn't say. Don't connect the two things. Not at the beginning, which is Shah Ribis Sutsa, and not at the end. That's called Haveni Ve'el Veloch. And the Chasam Soifer, Mevi'et there, Shutfim also have to be careful with this. A lot of times you have a business, and it says, listen, one Shutaf says he'll loan the money, I need money now. I'm taking out $5,000 loan, and you take next month $5,000 loan. Don't say anything. That's what the Chasam Soifer says. Don't say, because the truth is, when we have a business, Reuven and Shimon have a business b'shutfis, and I take a $5,000 loan. That's really, I'm taking 2.5 from my own money, and 2.5 from you. So $2,500 from you. So you can't say, I can't tell you, I'll take now, When I make a wedding, I'll take a loan. And when you make a wedding, you take a loan. Just everybody, no, don't make tana'im.
But if you're taking it out as a salary or as a...
No problem. That's,
even though it's more than the other person is making, and you should
have
fee.
Then you have to give it back. It's not a loan. That means you have to give it back. It means it's a loan. If you're taking out salary.
I know that I'm going to take out, I'm making a wedding, I'm going to take out $10,000 now.
And when you make,
when your daughter gets married, you make the wedding, you take
right,
out
that's
the,
not a problem, because there's no loan.
Says as long as you don't sing anything.
No, because there's no loan.
No?
It's not a loan. He doesn't have to pay it back. Right. You didn't give a loan. You could say, listen, when I need money for a wedding, I will take out $10,000, and you take out $10,000, because it's not a loan here. Because you don't have to give it back.
Like a bonus.
And does it matter if it's brothers in the business?
Doesn't make a difference. Same thing. You should either take it out, don't give it back, or don't tie the two things together. There are ways to make it with a heter iska, but it's a little complicated. Usually when you're doing this, it's not for business purposes. That's the first problem. Heter iska is usually made for business purposes. If it's not for business purposes, it's a little complicated how to do it. And also for this, you need a special heter iska. So it's not the standard. If it's a corporation, no, it wouldn't help you, because the person that borrowed, first of all, corporation is only makes it to a ribbis the rabbanon, but over here, when I'm taking it, the borrower is not a corporation here, right? The borrower corporation is the head, when the borrower is corporation, not the lender. Okay, we get to something else now. What would you say if I lent Ruvain $100,000, it's due in January 09, right? January 10, right? Due in almost a year from now, right? And all of a sudden now is March. I'm desperate for the money, right? I tell them, you know what? If you will pay me, get me back that $100,000, you only have to pay at 90. I'm desperate. I need the money. Guy owes me $100,000, but he has a right to use it until January. I tell him, listen, pay it up now today, you get $10,000 discount. What would you say?
That's good.
What?
Yeah, you're mohel on the other $10,000.
What?
You're mohel on the $10,000.
Right. In other words, the reason mutter is because, I'll tell you why there's a havamin that it should be us. You could say, listen, the money is due in January, so you could say when he's giving the money now, it's like he's loaning me the money. I'm just saying, you could say that when he's paying me the money early, it's like he's loaning the money. The money is actually due only in January, right? If he's giving me the money now in March, you could say it's like he's loaning the money. And I'd say, if you loan me now the money from March till January, I'll be in Morchel $10,000. You could look at it that way. But it's not true, because paying a loan early is not a loan. Paying a loan early is paying early, the choif, right? Okay. Next case. What would you say now? This is what I'm driving at. Okay, like this. Someone owes me $100,000 in January. I come over to him and I tell him like this. If you will give me $50,000 now that I need, I will extend the other $50,000 till June. Again, I lent someone $100,000 or whatever it is. A business, we made a business deal, sold the house, whatever it is. Someone owes me January, right? And 9 months from now, he owes me $100,000, okay? I need the money today. But I don't need the whole, I need half the money. I tell him, listen, give me $50,000 today. I will give you an extension of the other $50,000 for another year because you're paying me $50,000 early. In other words, you're giving me...
So that, in essence, the malveh is actually getting you beat now.
Why? Where's that beat?
No, the one who's borrowing.
Let's say I'm Ruven. I gave someone Ruven. Someone owes Ruven $100,000 in January, right? So Ruven says to Shimon, if you will give me today $50,000, I will extend.
Shimon's getting interest.
I will extend your loan of the remaining 50 for another year, if you pay me early.
So he's getting extra time.
The definition.
Or?
Let's define what happened over here. Shimon just got a loan. That's pashut, right? Because getting an extension of a loan is the same thing as getting a loan. You can't go over to someone and say, you know what, you want an extension, give me a dollar for an extension of the loan. There's no difference between giving a loan for a dollar or giving someone an extension for a dollar, it's the same ribbit. Again, I give someone a loan, I say, listen, you want a loan, $100,000 loan, give me $1 interest, that's ribbit, right? Someone owes me money, I give him an extension for $1, it's also ribbit.
Wait, if I owe somebody money, and it's due January 1st, and I come to him, I say, I don't have the money, I need another 10 days.
Right.
That's ribbit?
No, if you pay for that, those 10 days.
I don't pay for it.
No, that's I'm not paying that for means it. You gave him a loan. You gave an extension of loans like a loan. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not.
But it's not ribbit.
No, because you didn't pay ribbit for it. But if you pay for that extension,
I'm still. I bought $100. I'm still paying back $100.
Right. I'm saying two things. An extension of a loan is like a loan. So if you would pay for that extension, it would be ribbis ktsutsa. Okay. Now, and going back to our original.
You're not paying for any extension.
Okay, let's go. So the shayla over here is that Shimon came to me and I told him, if you will pay me early, right, I'll $50,000. I'll extend the $50,000. I'll remain and give you another year extension. Now let's call a spade a spade. The $50,000 extension is definitely called a loan, right? Now the shayla is, did he give me any hana'ah for this? Was there a ribbit here, right? We called it a loan, right? With the $50,000. Hashailahi, did I charge him for that extension?
I got the money early.
Oh, right. See, the problem of it is that it's true paying money early is not called a loan, right? You were saying before. But definitely it's a favor for the malver to pay a loan early. It's called a favor, right? It's hanah. When you go over to your lender and you pay him early, it's hanah, right?
But it's a hana'a also for the loveh.
There's no loveh. The loveh is losing.
I don't have to worry about this $50,000.
No, what do you mean?
I'm losing my working capital.
Paying a loan early.
I borrowed it till January, because I don't want to pay it now.
When the lender is paying a debt earlier, right? We look at it as he's losing money, had usage of money, and the borrower and the lender got it. So there are a lot of poskim say that this is asur. It's machloikis, but most poskim say it's asur because I gave him an extension in return for a certain favor. Right? Don't call it a loan. It's a favor of him paying early because I need the $50,000 now, which is a favor to me. You could argue that's not called a favor. I took something that's mine. I took something that's mine. You're right. It's not mine now. That I'm getting extra use of the money. It's machlokes, but lemaisa a lot of poskim say it's also.
Let's say you looked at Shimon's vantage point, who has now an extension. Why are we looking that you know what? I'm going to pay you back his $50,000 so I can get an extension on a loan. It's like he's taking interest. He's getting a benefit now on money that he's actually, even though it's money that he lent, he borrowed, he's paying back, but he's getting a benefit from the money that he's holding on to.
I mean, that means getting a loan.
Yeah.
But is he paying for that loan or not?
No, what I'm saying is it should be asur. It should be asur for Shimon to pay back on that on those tanaim.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why? Because Shimon got a loan or an extension of a loan in return for a certain favor. What was that favor? Pay Reuven early. Right? That's what you're saying. So that's why most places can say it's asur. But I want to add on, in beginning of a business deal, there's no problem. You're allowed to say, listen, you know, I have a choice. There's no problem in the beginning of a business deal to say, listen, you want, I'll give you $100,000 for 1 year or $50,000 for 2 years. That's not a problem. You know, in the beginning, when you're wheeling, dealing, that's not a problem. The problem is once you got the money, that's when we have a problem.
But can Shimon go and say, listen, if I give you back the $50,000, would you let me keep the other 50 for another year?
The same thing.
No. One you said, the lender.
Oh, who started the conversation?
Right.
No, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
No, there's no difference. No difference. The Eitzel would be is to pay the $50,000 early, and then later ask for extension. Not to tie the two things, but you might not get the extension. This problem is sometimes this Helveni ve'elvaloch is a very interesting topic. You talk a lot about is there are certain gemachim, which I'm not going to go into, which are built on this thing. Everybody puts in a pool. I'm not going to go into it. It's very, very complicated. A lot of people put into a pool money. They lend money to a pool on the condition that they have a right to take that loan. Right. Everyone puts in, let's say, $10,000 into a pool, into a gemach, as a loan, on the condition that they are now members of this thing and they could take a loan of 50 bigger amounts of later on, which is really the same thing. They're loaning, I'm asked to get back a loan. There's sometimes problems also with gemachim that they only want members. You want to get a loan, you have to pay membership fee, which also is a very involved topic. You know, you could only get a loan if you pay membership, and those people are members have a right to a loan, so it comes out you're really paying the membership for a loan. That's also a very separate topic. I don't want to make too much trouble here. I don't want to get... No, a lot of that. Okay. Okay, following putting two and two from before, if how do you call it, if someone owes me money already, right? And I would say, oh, that's pashut. You owe me money already. It's due already. If you pay me the money that's due, I'll give you an extension of part, then it's a mutter, right? Now, again, the whole problem here was only because it wasn't due yet. So I'm asking for the added favor. You know, the money is due in January. Give me now the money 9 months ahead, $50,000. I'll extend the rest. But if the money was due, let's say there's $100,000 due today. It was ready due already. The guy's late. Then, you know what? Listen, I want an incentive to make the guy pay. So, you know, pay me today 50. I'll give you an extension on the other 50. That's not a problem because paying today 50 is due to me. Right, not a problem. What about loaning someone and make a condition that he should keep Shabbat? Or you tell me, no, listen, if you want a loan from me, don't go to this football game on Shabbos. Oh, you have someone that's not so...
But
that
you're not getting the favor.
Yeah, but you're making condition. I think it's mutter because of the Ritva that says something that he has to do anyways. Yeah. He has to do anyways. The same way I can say, I'm giving you a loan, you shouldn't break my windows. Right? Or you give me the money and give me the money that you owe me anyways. I'm saying, give me a loan, but you have to be very careful not to put in extra things that he doesn't have to do. You can't give a loan to someone, I'm an ass, you shouldn't daf yomi. He doesn't. There's no chiyu from him to learn daf yomi, right? You can't. You have to do only something, I think, that's... Everybody knows the rice of the abundant, but he has to do, you know, nothing extra or nothing. It's not variable, you know.
So learn, yes, but learn something.
Depends, learn, right. If a person has to learn, right, that he has to do. The minimum that he has to do, he has to do. Following the halachas of Hilchos Areif that we had before, I can't give you a loan and say, I'm giving you a loan on the condition you give another person a loan. I'm giving you a loan only when my friend Reuven asks you for a loan, you give him a loan. That's also us. The same way I can't say, I'll give you a loan on condition you give me back a loan when I need one. You can't give a loan to someone on condition you give someone else a loan. Just say, you can't say, I'm going to ask you to give someone else a present. Or, which is even better.
And that's
can you call it a present? I'm giving you a present, I'm going to you give him a present. It's not a loan.
Yeah, that's not a loan. That's a gift, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're
getting that. Yeah, it's interesting. You're asking an interesting question. But if I say I'm giving you a $100 gift, you should give the other person a $150 gift. That might be a problem, because I can't say to you I'm giving you a $100 gift. You should give me back a $150 gift, because it's called a loan. We just named it gift, right? So I can say I'm giving you a $100 gift. Give someone a $100 gift, but not to give someone a $110 gift. But you could.
So, Rabbi, they have like sometimes they have these grab bags. You can spend up to $50. Right? I'm going to give you a gift, and you're going to give me a gift. Now, I spent 20, and he spent 30.
I don't understand what's going on.
No, they have sometimes a grab bag, right? Where you have to buy each other gifts. within a group of 10 people, 20 people.
Whatever. Everyone has to buy someone else a gift?
Everybody has to buy somebody else a gift.
You mean you come from your house with a gift?
Yeah. So you could spend up to a certain amount.
Right.
Now you put in $20 to buy your gift. Somebody else paid $30 to buy a gift.
But what's you have? I mean, you two, what connected you to?
This pool, or grab bag.
Hanukkah,
they do it.
I said, you buy a gift.
They put it in the pool.
Right. And it's like a goyal.
Yeah.
So, well, so he could have given back you $10 also, right?
Yeah.
Could've. Yeah. That, so there's no ischaivut. I mean, you're saying because sometimes when you put in 20, you might have to get $30 back? It's a goyal.
But the goyal works both ways.
You can get more, you can get less.
You were never involved with him. He did it on his, you know.
No, but usually the way they do it is they tell you, okay, you're buying a gift for,
right.
You know, I'm buying a gift for Harry. Harry's buying a gift for me. You have up to $50 to spend.
But Harry can give how much he wants. He can give less than you.
Sure. He can give less, he can give more.
Correct.
No, is that considered ribit or not?
No, he can give less. I mean,
why? Because it's a gift. It's matana.
No, not because it's matana. He can give. You gave him. Let's say you gave him 50. He doesn't have to give you more. He can give it back. He can give you back as much as he wants. No. First of all, there's no time involved. There's no loan. You, as soon as you give him, he has to give you back. It's no. There's no time element here, right? Mm-hmm. So I can give you 50. You should give me back 100. That's not a problem, anyways, because there's no. Has to be a time element. And there's always chayvus to give more also. Like this. I said you can't attach any conditions, but there are sometimes conditions, you could make conditions. For example, I could give you a loan, and this is pashut. I could say I don't want you to gamble the money, right? If I'm allowed to attach conditions to my money for the safety of my money, that's pashut, right? I'm allowed to say, I'll give you money, but you could only invest it in, I don't know what today was good, but don't invest it, okay? I could, you know, for my security, I could surely put conditions on the money, but I'm going to add on to that. I could also say, I'm not willing to give a loan only, you know, if you want to make a wedding, I'll, you know, and you're helping your children, you know, live or being kollel, I'm giving loans for such a purpose. I mean, I don't have to give everybody loans. I could say, listen, I'm giving you a loan. If you need money for a certain purpose, I'm willing to give you the loan. In other words, no, you understand what I'm saying. If you want to give tzedakah, I will help you. I can give you a loan to give the tzedakah. But I can't say, no, I'll give you a loan, but you have to give part of it tzedakah. Because you don't want to give the tzedakah, right? Now you come to me for a $10,000 loan. I say, listen, I'll give you a loan, but give tzedakah. That's nothing. But if I know you want to give tzedakah, but you know you really want, but now you're tight, I can say, listen, if you want to give tzedakah and you're having a tight money now, I will loan you the money in order for you to give the tzedakah that you want to give anyways. You understand the difference? One is the loan is making you do something, and one is you need money for a certain purpose. I'm saying I'm giving it to you for that specific purpose that you want to use the money for.
So the first purpose was not allowed?
To make you do something that you really don't want to do, that's the bit.
I mean, lend you the $10,000 in order that you give 10% of $1,000 to any
sure,
stuff.
Sure, that's also, yeah, you need it for your business. But I want, you know, I give you a loan by putting a journal ad, put in the tzedakah. That, you know, I'm making you do something you don't want to do. You understand?
But once ma'od lehotzaot
mitkan.
Yeah. Right? So how could you attach conditions to that?
I give you the loan. That's it. No, it's a rabit. I can do whatever I want.
Right. I'm giving you $1,000.
Yeah.
Once I get that $1,000, who's to say that you can tell me what I can do with that money?
You're asking me to tell Dina Choshen Mishpah to make such a condition? Mm-hmm. How could I give you $100,000 and say I want 10%? What was Mechayev you to give me the 10%? Because I gave you that as a business deal. But we made a shibut. I gave you $100,000 and I want to give you back $110,000.
But once I took the loan...
You can do whatever you want with the money.
Once I took that loan,
yeah,
I said, I'm going to pay you back that money in 6 months, in a year, whatever time it is. What do I do? What I do with that money in that interim?
Oh, you're asking what's mechayev? I mean, let me ask you. Could I say, listen, you're asking a choshe mishpat shayla. Could I go to you and say, listen, I'm giving you a loan only for real estate purposes, right? You're saying once you have the money, you can do whatever you want with it? What? I gave you the money only on condition you do a certain thing with it. It's right, it's your money, but you only gave it that condition. Once you don't do what I told you to do with that money, the loan is due because I made a condition.
So you could collect that loan at that point?
Right, because it's like a mekach talut. I gave you a loan only for certain purposes. And if you don't stick to your I'll tell you another thing. Most poskim say, what happens if I didn't know, let's say, ribis is asur. I didn't know. You know, a lot of times you have a business deal, which are ribis, you don't have. You know, you don't. After you do the business deal, a week later, it's asur. So the borrower is not allowed to pay the ribit, and the lender can't collect it. Most poskim say the lender now has a right to take his money back. Because he only gave the money, you're right. He gave a condition for ribit, which is asur, and he can't collect. But now he can get his loan back because he only gave the loan on the condition that he get his interest. If he can't get his interest, he wants his money back, right? It's the same thing. Anytime you attach conditions to a loan or to a sale, usually if it's made with the correct, you know, choshe mishpat way of conditions, then if someone, you're right, so you're saying he can do whatever he wants and that's his. You're right. But then you are negating the original loan or business deal, whatever you gave it for. Okay, we finish soon that we said you can't do anything. Ribis varim es asur. There's a machlokes hapoiskim about if you're allowed to say, let's say tiskuli mitzvus or yashuk lechachem, a bracha. It says clearly you can't give someone a bracha. A bracha for a loan you can't give. The only thing that's mutter, which is controversial, and you could be makel, is to say, you know, I don't know how they say it by the Sfadim, by us, you say, thank you, a little thank you, tiskul mitzvahs, a little thing, because it does mean, it doesn't mean anything. You know, to say a bracha, you know, the Sfadim know how to give big, yeah, right. That extra bracha you cannot give for a loan, that's also. If you want to say tiskul mitzvahs, thank you, keep it simple. The Shulchan Acharuv and the Ben Yishchai speak about, you can't say, oh, you are such a tzaddik, you gave a loan and start praying.
What if you're the gabbai in the shul saying the mishaberach?
You can't give a mishaberach for your lender. You can buy him an aliyah. I know a lot of problems, but you can't give your lender aliyah, mishaberach, that the shach, yam shashleim, toys first. You can't give.
I mean, even the shul itself can't give, let's say you have a big cup, you know. One of the gibidim of the shul is giving money to the shul, is writing loans to the shul. Now they want to give him a special aliyah or
a shul is, I'll tell you, a shul is a little different. A shul, yeah, it's a little complicated, but some poskim hold that a tzorich mitzvah shul is allowed to give ribis the rabbanan. Some poskim. So you find that sometimes in Sfarim, you'll find they gave thanks to people who loaned them money. Or to make didma. You know, some people give before they publish, they give money ahead. So the ask for him that I may kill tzorich mitzvah. And it was a minig. In the last farim, you'll see it says, you know, people, today everybody prints for him. We have computers, but in the old times, to print a sefer was a very, very big expense. Usually, the only way people were able to print Sfarim is they used to go around to people. They got, let's say, 200-300 people that paid ahead for the Sfarim, and they got money, and with that, which is really considered a loan, they paid ahead, and with that, they had money to go print the Sfarim. So you'll find that some Sfarim say, you know, these are the people that gave the money, there's the names, they used to give the money ahead. You find such a thing. So Tzarech Mitzvah, so the shul, maybe yes, maybe not, yes, go down. But for a regular person to Mishabeda, Chaliyah, Parachot, it's a very nice thing, but not for loans. No, shekulanu nesker lechol habrachot b'torah b'zchut kiyum ha-mitzvot.
Amen.
Amen.